And what's the headline of the day, Dean?
Well, the headline, I guess, would be the Kanye West story. Not the happiest story of the week, but it is something that we're all keeping an eye on right now, and that is Kanye being investigated for an alleged battery that took place yesterday, allegedly punching a fan. It's not exactly known what happened outside of a bar in the West Hollywood area at 3 a.m. Nothing ever good happens at 3 a.m.
Right.
But something happened where it is alleged that Kanye pushed and then punched a fan. So he is being investigated as a misdemeanor battery right now. That is a crime that carries a maximum jail sentence of 6 months. So we will keep an eye on that and, you know, see what happens with that.
Got any uplifting news this morning? Something that doesn't involve arrests or cancellations or divorces?
You are so picky about your story selection here. I got a nice little story about the very first Superman comic book that was just sold. Action Comics number one. It features, you've probably seen it, features Superman holding a green 1938, some kind of 1938 car, just sold for auction, $3.18 million. Hmm. That is the fourth largest amount ever received for a comic book. And, you know, I'm just kicking myself with all the comic books that I had when I was a kid. I'm pretty sure went out in the garbage.
Sure.
You know, when, I don't know, when I moved out or my mom just got tired of tripping over them in the house, probably.
We still don't know any more about the cause of death with Bob Saget. We are going to play in a little while here a couple minutes of an interview that he did not too long ago for CBS This Morning. But anything new on that that you've seen?
No, they're still waiting the results of the autopsy with that. What is probably going to be the most interesting part of that whole thing is that Bob Saget in there will reveal that he suffered from COVID-19, that he did have COVID-19. COVID-19 can sometimes have an effect on other organs in the body. People do suffer heart ailment, lung ailments, etc., in addition to the cold-like and flu-like symptoms that people, you know, have during all of that. If that's a case, was it COVID-19 that may have caused a deficiency someplace else that winds up being the cause of death? I mean, they're speculating that it may have been a heart attack or stroke, something sudden that came upon him. When they did find him in the bed, he did have a hand over his chest, which could indicate that he was suffering chest pain. You know, indicating that there may have been something related to the heart with all of that. Again, that's all, you know, just complete speculation. And I'm a fan of waiting until the facts come out, until we know that. But that's apparently what is kind of the big news out of that interview that is going to be on, that we learned that he did have COVID.
You know, these people who want to get COVID and, as they say, get it over with, are nuts because, and again, we're learning more about this on a daily basis because it is also relatively new, but there are some possible long-term effects, even if you're asymptomatic. You just don't know. So be wise and be smart and stay safe.
Yeah, things are much less severe now than, say, for example, when I had COVID a year ago. This was before the vaccine. I do notice, even still today, not a shortness of breath, but my breathing is not the same since then. You know, if I had to do a Victory Auto Records commercial right now, I don't know if I could do it in one breath, you know, like in the old days when I did the original, not 31 years ago.
On Saturday Night Live, it's a new show this weekend, isn't it?
It is, and I'm kind of looking forward to it because Ariana DeBose is going to be the host of the show. Who? You're all asking yourself, who? You would know that if you went to go see the West Side Story movie, like I've been nagging you about.
But nobody did, though.
Nobody's going to see this movie because it's in theaters and people are, you know, people who are inclined to go see West Side Story are still a little bit skittish about going to the movie theaters, even though I think it's one of the best movies of the year last year. She plays Anita in the movie. I promise you she's going to be nominated for an Academy Award for her movie, as will Rachel Zegler. That's another name you don't know because you haven't gone to see the movie. But she plays Maria in the movie, and she is spectacular. Maybe you know the name Rita Moreno because she was in the previous West Side Story.
Yeah, we remember her.
Yeah, she's also in the new one and in a completely different role. She's spectacular. She's going to be nominated for an Oscar. But this new Anita from the West Side Story, Ariana DeBose, she's hosting this week. She is a theater actress, very, very delightful, and I think she's going to do a good job with that. I'm looking forward to that. In the meantime, the scheduled musical act for Saturday, rapper Roddy Ricch, had to bow out because he turned up testing positive to COVID. So he is out of the show now, and the band called The Bleachers will be taking their spot with that. But then we've got a whole full day until that happens. Things could change four or five more times.
Yeah, they have been lately. And the show must go on in some theaters anyway. What's the latest, Dean?
Yeah, a lot of theaters shutting down productions because of the recent COVID spike. But a few of the shows, theatrical productions, are still open with very strict COVID protocols. No food or beverage in a lot of these theaters, including the CIBC Theater downtown. That's the one that used to be the Schubert, the Bank of America Theater. That's where Oklahoma is playing right now. Don't go in there expecting this to be, you know, a big old traditional production of Oklahoma. This is, they're calling it a reimagined production of Oklahoma, but what it is really is a kind of a scaled down minimalistic production of this classic show. All the songs are there, but it's not you know, big old rollicking, you know, put everything up on the stage kind of production of that. Be aware of that before you first go in. Frozen still going strong over at the Cadillac Palace Theater. The Play That Goes Wrong is at the Broadway Playhouse. If you're looking for some comedy this weekend, really funny comedian Nate Bargatze doing two shows at the Chicago Theater on Saturday. And D. Ray Davis, also a really funny comedian, is out at the Improv in Schaumburg.
And what do we got to watch on the small screen or the big screen?
Yeah, the big screen that no one is going to, except I suspect that a lot of people are going to be going to see the new version of the movie Scream. This is the same Scream that originally came out in 1997. I think there have been five Scream movies now. This one might be one of the best. It's a movie that is just so much more than the ghost-faced killers who you know, sneaks into people's houses, calls them on the phone, terrorizes them before he slices and dices them. In this movie, it is part of the actual storyline is that the potential murderer and the murderers themselves are kind of laid out as if it were a predictable horror movie. So this movie kind of spoofs the genre, it honors the genre, and furthers the genre all at the same time. I got to say, I'm not a super big fan of, you know, the horror movie genre, because usually it's just blood and gore, and you've seen it a million times. I got to say, the writing in this movie is really clever, and it's often very, very funny. And three of the originals from the original 1997 Scream are in this new version of Scream. Neve Campbell, Courtney Cox, and David Arquette are all back, not just making little quick cameos. They have fairly substantial parts in this movie. I actually enjoyed it, if you can say that about a movie that's about a murderer. Gave it a Dean's List B+. Now, the only thing is that it is in theaters only, so the people who have been going to theaters tend to have been younger audiences so far. I think perfect for a horror movie. So I think that this is going to wind up being the new number one movie on Monday. We'll see about that.
Higher praise you're not going to get. Is that going to be on the commercials? Dean Richards, WGN. I actually enjoyed it.
I don't usually like movies like this, but I actually enjoyed it. That would be a fantastic quote. I wish someone was gutsy enough to do it at one time. Or my a famous quote that I've said so you know many times, it wasn't that bad.
That's a good one, too.
Says Dean Richards. I'll tell you one which is spectacular, but I'm guessing nobody's going to go see, is the new Denzel Washington, Frances McDormand movie. Right there, you've got multiple Oscar winners in The Tragedy of Macbeth. Not sure how many people are going to run to go see this Shakespearean classic, which is done beautifully. The story about greed and lust and power. But brilliant, brilliant, brilliant performances from Denzel and McDormand, all put together by her real-life husband, Joel Cohn. It's a beautiful, beautiful movie. Now, this one is both in theaters and on Apple TV+. So if you're a Shakespeare fan, I gave this an A+. That's how much I really like this, but I know Shakespeare's not for everyone. Also, streaming online this weekend, we've got, for the kids, we've got this new Hotel Transylvania Transformania movie that debuts today on Amazon Prime. I also really liked this animated version of Riverdance. It's called Riverdance, The Animated Adventure. That starts on Netflix today. And just to show that the 12-year-old boy in me is still alive, I laughed my stupid head off at Reno 911, The Hunt for QAnon.
Yeah, I've heard this is very funny.
It's very funny and very wrong. It's often beyond irreverent. You know, if you're a fan of Reno 911, you know they hold nothing back, and they most certainly don't hold anything back in this one as well. This one is on Paramount Plus. If you're just looking for some silly laughs, and, you know, I say these days most people are just looking for some silly laughs, you know, go ahead and check that one out. Really, the thing you want to do is go watch that Macbeth movie first so you feel really smart.
Yeah.
And then watch the Reno 911 Hunt for QAnon just to even things out a little bit.
Should I be impressed or frightened that my 21-year-old daughter is raving about Reno 911?
Oh, see, very good taste. You've raised her well.
Thanks, Dean. Have a good weekend.
Oh, and this weekend on my Sunday show, one-on-one with Denzel Washington, by the way, Sunday morning.
Talk about smart. Have a good one.
See you later.
Talk to you Monday here.